弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all the beloved brothers and sisters.
我们来看马太福音的第四章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音四章第一节到十一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 11.
马太福音四章第一节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 1.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探，二节。
Verse 2.
他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了，三节。
3.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物，四节。
4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话，五节。
5.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上，六节。
6.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上，七节。
7.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神，八节。
Verse 8.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将山上万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，九节。
Verse 9.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你，十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他，十一节。
Verse 11.
于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。这是一段我们很耳熟能详的这个圣经的记载。
This is a recording in the Bible that we are all very familiar with.
我们也经常听到灵会的人员用这一段经文来勉励我们。
We've heard many sermon speakers give this passage as an encouragement for us.
那这一段的经文除了告诉我们主耶稣他在出来侍奉之前他接受魔鬼试探。
This passage not only tells us about how Jesus, before he came out to serve God, he was tempted by Satan.
他以遵行神的话语来胜过魔鬼的试探。
He was able to overcome the temptation of Satan by holding on to the word of God.
作为今天凡事要过得胜生活的我们的一个参考。
It is a good example for all of us who wish to be victorious.
那也表明耶稣对神的忠诚以及忠心。
It shows the loyalty and faithfulness that Jesus had to God.
再来针对魔鬼对耶稣的三个试探。
If we talk about the three temptations that Satan gave to Jesus.
我们经常也听到领会的人员说这个就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲等等。
Many times we'll hear these three temptations categorized as the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and also the pride of life.
这都是我们曾经听过的勉励跟信息。
These are the encouragements and news that we've heard before.
所以或许弟兄姐妹看到小弟今天上午要跟大家分享的题目也许心里会想说这个可能都已经听过的道理了。
So for many of you, when you saw the sermon title today, you may think, I've heard this already.
但是很多时候我们耳熟能详的道理，如果我们仔细的去咀嚼它，去反复的思想它，还是有很多这个值得我们再一次的深思的这个道理在里头。
Many times, even with topics that we are very familiar with, if we take additional time to think deeper and to meditate, we would still find teachings.
上个礼拜小弟在南加州的喜瑞都教会Cerritos教会协助灵恩会。
Last week, I was in Southern California helping out with the Spiritual Convocation and Cerritos Church.
他们这一次的灵恩会的主题是过得胜的生活。
This theme of their Spiritual Convocation is to lead a victorious life.
那小弟就是以这个马太福音第四章耶稣胜过魔鬼的试探来做一个主题。
And therefore, I use this topic in Matthew chapter 4, how Jesus overcame the temptation of Satan as the main theme.
那当小弟在准备的时候，
As I was preparing for this class,
详细的在读这一段的经文，
I read even more carefully and diligently the passage recorded here.
那并且设身处地的模拟， 如果我们身处在耶稣那个场景之下，
I was thinking if we were in similar circumstance as Christ.
那我们是不是也能够胜过魔鬼的试探？
Are we also able to overcome the temptation of Satan?
还有耶稣受试探，对今天的我们来说啊。
Jesus is receiving temptation. What does it mean for us today?
有什么样的关系在里头？
What kind of relationship does it have to us today?
举个例子来讲哦。
I give you a few examples.
这边呢，第一节就开始说是耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
Verse 1 says Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
那经文一再的显示是魔鬼说，魔鬼说，魔鬼说。
Then following it will say Satan said this, Satan said that, and Satan said this.
换句话说，耶稣知道他所面对的是魔鬼。
That means Jesus knew the one he was facing was Satan.
魔鬼要试探他。
And Satan wanted to tempt him.
所以在这个很明显的一个地位上，耶稣当然对魔鬼都会说不了。
If you know that it is Satan attacking you, it is obvious that you will say no to him.
因为他已经知道对方是魔鬼了。
Because Jesus already knew that it was tempter, Satan.
那当然啊，对我们来讲，那对方是魔鬼，那当然就是不要听他的嘛。
For us, we think it's so easy. If the attacker is Satan, of course we won't listen to him.
换作是我们啊，我们也不会上当嘛。
If it was us, we will not fall into Satan's trap either.
如果今天这魔鬼显现了，在你面前这个狰狞的面孔啊，赤面獠牙青面獠牙跟你说话。
For example, if Satan suddenly appeared before you today and he started to speak to you,
你会上他的当吗？
Would you fall into his trap?
你会听他的话吗？
Will you listen to what he says?
没有人会上当，也没有人会听他的话。
No one will fall into his trap because no one will listen to his words.
我们看啊，不是奉耶稣的名赶他啊，不然就老早就吓得魂飞魄散了。
Either we would cast him out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, or we would be afraid of him.
所以这样的一个场景。可以说根本不可能发生在我们的生活里头。
This kind of situation, then, we can say, will rarely happen in our lives.
魔鬼不可能显现在我面前，像耶稣一样来试探我们。
It would be difficult for Satan to appear before us and try to tempt us as he tried to tempt Jesus.
我们也不可能知道说试探我们就是魔鬼本身。
Nor are we able to distinguish that it is Satan who is tempting us.
所以这样的一个试探。会对我们来讲是一个遥不可及不可能发生的事情。
So if we think of temptation in this way, then we will say this is something that will never happen to us.
因为从来不会一个试探我们的人脸上写着我是魔鬼然后来试探我们。
Because there will never appear a tempter who comes before you with words labeling him as I am the tempter.
因为只要我们知道对方是魔鬼我们一定会警醒，我们一定会加以抵挡。
Because if we knew that the other attacker was Satan himself, then we would be more aware, we would be more cautious.
所以在我们日常生活当中，我们不可能知道试探我们人是魔鬼。
Therefore, in our daily life, there is no way we can know that it is Satan who is tempting us.
我们也没办法去辨明说，在我们周遭给我们建立的人，他到底是不是魔鬼的出口。
Nor are we able to differentiate from all the advice that people around us give to us. Is it advice from Satan?
彼得就是个例子。
A good example is Peter.
当主耶稣告诉门徒啊。
When Jesus told the disciples.
将来要成就的事情。
The things regarding the redemption.
他要被卖，他要被杀，然后三日后要复活。
How he would be sold, how he would be betrayed, how he would be crucified, and how he would resurrect in 3 days.
这个时候彼得啊，马上就说啊，主啊，万万不可哦，这个事情必不临到你的身上。
At this time, Peter said, "Lord, it will not be so. These things shall not happen upon you."
彼得是耶稣亲自所拣选的第一批门徒。
Peter is the first group of disciples that Jesus handpicked.
而且是入选在十二个使徒里头入选最亲近耶稣的三个门徒当中的一位。
And among the 12 disciples, he was considered one of the three that were the closest to Christ.
他最有属灵的经验。
He had the most spiritual experiences.
而且才刚刚 认耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And he just recognized that Jesus is the Christ, the only Son of God.
哦，这样的一个使徒啊。
This kind of a disciple.
哦，当他对耶稣说啊，这是哦万万不可临到你身上的时候。
When he said to Jesus, "These things shall never befall you."
耶稣对他怎么说
？What did Jesus say to him?
撒旦，退到我后边去吧。
Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan."
哦，彼得成为撒旦的代言人，成为魔鬼撒旦。要来哦，阻挡耶稣成就神旨意的一个出口。
Peter became the instrument of Satan. He became used by Satan in order to hinder the salvation, the plan of Christ.
哦，所以在我们日常生活里头
，in our daily lives，
哦，这样的事情经常发生。
These kind of things happen very often.
谁是魔鬼撒旦
？Who is the devil? Who is Satan?
是我们最亲近的亲人啊。
It could be the closest people to us.
可能是你的父母。
Could be your parents.
可能是你的儿女。
Could be your children.
可能是你的妻子、你的丈夫。
It could be your wife or your husband.
可能是你最好的朋友。
Could be your best friend.
可能是教会的传道人。
It could be the pastor or minister of the church.
都有可能是魔鬼撒旦的出口，哦，跟他的代言人。
It could be very well that they are speaking on behalf of Satan.
哦，比如说了。
Let us give another example.
一对夫妻呀，啊，赶着要到教会聚会。
There is a couple that are rushing to get to church on time.
哦，这个太太呀，哦，这个动作比较慢。
The wife is a little bit slower.
啊，结果来不及。
Actions and they're late. They're running late.
哇，这个先生就很生气。
The husband becomes very angry.
哦，就骂他太太。
And he will scold his wife.
没事啊，你都是这样啊，没事啊，你都是搞到来不及，搞到迟到。
And he'll say to her, "You're like this all the time. You're always running late."
你呀，就是魔鬼呀，你魔鬼做工啊。
You are Satan. You're doing the work of Satan.
阻挡啊，到教会来敬拜神。
Because you're hindering us from coming to church on time to worship God.
哦，啊，所以在他先生的心目中，他太太是魔鬼。
So in his heart, his wife is now the instrument of Satan.
因为阻挡哦这个聚会。
Because she's hindering them from coming to worship.
啊，但是对太太来讲啊。
But for the wife,
他看到他先生啊，那狰狞骂他的面孔啊，他太太说：“你才是魔鬼！你看你长得多丑，跟魔鬼一样。”
The wife will say, "Look at your temper. Look at your face. You're so angry that your face looks like Satan."
哦，魔鬼才会骂人啊。
Only Satan will scold others.
哦，所以谁是魔鬼
？So who is Satan in this matter?
周遭里头啊，我们很难去判断哦。
In our daily life, we find it hard to determine who is right and wrong.
哦，啊，所以啊。哦，耶稣被圣灵引到旷野接受魔鬼的试探，对我今天的我们来说，根本我们没有办法去判别啊。
So when Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil, this is something that we are not able to experience.
哦，因为很多的时候我们很难去做判断。
Because many times it is hard for us to make a judgment.
我们所说的魔鬼的工作。
When we talk about the work of Satan.
哦，比如说啊，这个世上的名声、地位，哦，这个哦利益，哦等等，哦。
For example, if we talk about the benefits and power of society, the name you have in society.
哦，经常啊会被人画等号与魔鬼哦。
Many times people will say, "Oh, this comes from Satan."
真的是这样吗
？Is it truly so?
我们那么容易辨别什么叫做野心，什么叫做上进心吗
？Are we able to determine what is a good heart and what is a heart that is competitive?
哦，我们又很那么容易去辨别神的旨意以及呀、啊，哦，人的这个哦，这个人的这个企图心吗？
Are we able to discern what is the will of God and what is the will of man?
哦，很难去哦做这个啊一条线的切割。
Actually, it is very hard to draw that line to delineate.
哦，所以啊，这个我们很难去了解哦，很难去明白，很难去辨别什么是魔鬼，什么是魔鬼的代言人，魔鬼的出口，魔鬼的工作。
Therefore, it is very hard for us to understand or even try to discern what is the work of Satan, who are the instruments that Satan is using.
那既然不知道敌人在哪里，啊，敌人的魔鬼千变万化。
If we do not know where our enemy is, he could be everywhere.
我们又要怎么防范？
Then how are we able to fight against him?
我们又要怎么抵挡？
How are we able to defend ourselves?
哦，这个或许啊，是我们 活在这个世界上我们所面对的一个实际、哦、面对的一个实际的情况、哦
so this is a very real situation that we will encounter in our life.
不同于耶稣在旷野上接受魔鬼的试探那样的敌我分明。
It would be a little different from the temptation that Jesus received in the wilderness where he was face to face with his attacker.
好、哦、还好、哦在主耶稣啊他接受魔鬼的试探这一段经文里头
Thankfully though in the passage where Satan is tempting Jesus、
哦、提供了魔鬼试探耶稣的一些规则、哦、一些途径
It shows us some of the structure in the methods that Satan uses to tempt Jesus、
哦、也许我们可以从这些蛛丝马迹、啊哦、去发现谁是魔鬼魔鬼的工作在哪里
And perhaps from the tidbits that are shown here, we can come to discover who Satan is and what Satan does.
哦，但是当刚刚我们谈过哦，我们经常拿着魔鬼试探耶稣这个三个试探来谈哦，啊，这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Before I mentioned that many times people will take this passage to discuss how Satan tempts a person through the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
但是这对今天的我们来讲啊。还是太过于抽象、哦、
But this still may be too theoretical for us.
什么叫做肉体的情欲？什么又是眼目情欲的表现
？What does it mean to have the lust of the flesh or the lust of the eyes？
哦，难道安息日吃好一点就是体贴肉体吗
？For example, if I eat a better meal on Sabbath, does it mean that I am catering to the desires of my flesh？
啊、哦，一定要进食祷告才属灵不体贴肉体吗？
Do I need to fast and pray all the time in order not to cater to the desires of the flesh?
哦，难道合宜的打扮，哦，这个化妆穿着，哦，就是眼目的情欲吗？
If I dress a little bit better, if I put on makeup, then does this mean I'm catering to the lust of my eyes?
为了要弄得邋邋遢遢的，哦，啊，所谓的哦，这个啊，施洗约翰的哦那一套哦，哎，骆驼毛衣啊，哦，这个蝗吃蝗虫野蜜才属灵吗？
Does it mean that I need to dress very sloppily or carry on the garb of John the Baptist with camel skin?
哦，那什么叫做今生的骄傲
？So and what does it mean the pride of life?
哦，难道啊啊、与神啊、这个同工与神为荣哦，就等于抢夺了神的荣耀了吗
？If I work with God, does that mean I'm robbing the glory from God?
哦，所以如果我们只是单讲说哦这个。啊、眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲，或许、哦、太过于抽象，我们很难、哦、跟我们现实的生活做一个连结。
If we only talk about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, perhaps the concept are still too abstract for us to apply it to our daily lives.、
哦、但这却是魔鬼试探耶稣的一个途径、哦、
But this is actually the plan、or the layout that Satan uses to tempt Jesus.、
哦、当耶稣处在魔鬼试探的这些方法当中，耶稣所引用的哦经文反驳的重点到底在哪里
？But in overcoming these temptations, what kind of Bible passages did Jesus use, and what kind of ways did he overcome the temptation？
哦，这个可以让我们哦找出魔鬼他的意图跟魔鬼他的攻击的这个策略。
If we study this carefully, then we can understand the attack plan of Satan.
哦，那我们接下来我们就来看一看哦。
Let us take a look.
哎，这个哦，第一哦，说啊，在我们来谈这个魔鬼试探耶稣的时候，我们呢、啊，啊、想一下耶稣当时所处的一个情境。
When we think about Satan tempting Jesus, let us think about the environment that Jesus was in at the time.
哦，耶稣不是吃得饱饱的哈、哦。啊、刚刚、啊、听完道理、哦、祷告过、哦、灵性肉体体力都充满来面对魔鬼的试探、哦、
Jesus was not faced with the temptation of Satan when he was very full physically and after he listened to a sermon and was full spiritually、
哦、这个有点好像在、哦、这个冷气房的作战中心、哦在、这个沙盘推演、哦在实地战场上、哦那些士兵的状况、哦、一样的那个虚无缥缈不切实际。
It is the difference between a person in an air-conditioned room writing out the attack plan versus a soldier who is actually out in the field.
哦，所以啊，我们看、哦，必须要第一个，我们必须要设身处地去想一想，耶稣是在什么情境之下接受试探。
Let us think carefully, under what circumstances was Jesus in when he was tempted by Satan?
第一个, 耶稣是在旷野, 接受试探。
First, he was in the wilderness when he was tempted.
什么是旷野?
What is the wilderness?
就是只有他一个人。
Wilderness means that he was alone.
一望无际, 没有任何的这个援助, 没有任何的帮助。
There was no other help around him.
这个是旷野。
This is what it means, the wilderness.
换句话说, 耶稣啊, 他在侍奉之前啊, 他必须要通过单独, 孤独的这个试验。
Before Jesus was able to serve, he had to go through a period of time where he learned to be alone.
人是群居的动物。
Humans are creatures that love to be in groups.
人在群体当中比较能够生活。
When humans live together in a group, they are able to survive better.
因为有群体的规范跟一个方向可以follow,可以遵行。
Because there are rules of society that can be easily followed. There's a direction that they could go.
但是单独一个人的时候,
But when a person is alone and he is by himself,
如果他缺乏了自我管理, 自我鞭策的这种能力的话,
If he lacks the self-discipline,
那他将来又怎么样去带领, 去管理一个群体呢?
Then how would he be able to guide or lead a group of people?
所以在这个神学院挑选神学生面试的时候,
While they are picking the theological students,
这个自我的管理也很重要。
It is very important that the person has self-discipline.
小弟在台湾神学院三年期间呢,
While I was in the theological seminary for 3 years in Taiwan,
除了神学课程的学习之外,
Besides learning the theological studies,
还有就是自我管理的学习。
I also had to learn how to discipline myself.
台湾神学院的课程, 不像美国神学院, 排得那么的紧凑。
The classes in the theological seminar in Taiwan are not as hard or tight as the schedule here in the States.
台湾的神学院比较像大学, 的这个排课的方法, 几堂课,它就有几堂课的自习时间。
It is almost like you are attending a university. The theological seminar in Taiwan will give you some classes and then give you time to study for those classes.
那在这个自习的时间里头, 也没有门禁的管制。
And while you are in your self-study, you can be anywhere if you desire.
你甚至你要去哪里也没有人会过问的。
If you want to go out anywhere, no one will ask you where you are.
甚至晚上啊, 你跑回家也没人知道的,
Even at night, if you decide to go home, no one would know.
完全是自我的管理。
You are disciplining yourself.
因为啊, 如果一个传道人啊, 将来在侍奉当中不懂得自我管理的话,
If a minister of the Lord does not know how to discipline himself,
他又要怎么样带领教会?
Then how is he able to lead the church?
所以同样的, 在我们很多的这个训练里头,
For us today too, while we are going through much training,
像SSC啊, 像NYTS, NATS,
For example, the Student Spiritual Convocations, NYTS, NATS,
重要的也是培养我们信徒要懂得自我管理, 自制的功夫啊。
Another important aspect of the seminar is to train the believers on how to have more discipline over their own lives.
我们总不希望说啊, 这个班路人人好像学校的教官, 好像家里头的爸爸妈妈拿着棍子在后面一直盯一直赶。
We don't wish that the coordinators of a particular seminar are like the school principal or the mom and dads of the family, and they have to take a rod and make all the participants listen to them.
同样我们的信仰也是这样子。
This is the same for our faith.
信仰最难面对的是什么?
What is the most difficult thing about our faiths?
信仰最难面对的就是你独处的时候。
The most difficult thing about our faith is when we are alone.
无论是你单独在你家里的房间,
Whether you're alone in a room in your house,
在你的电脑桌前面,
or whether you're alone before your computer,
或者是你到一个, 没有人, 没有信徒, 没有人认识你的, 学校去工作, 地方，或者是你出去去玩去观光。
Or you're going into a school or workplace, or you're vacationing in an area where there is no church and there's no believers around you.
在这个单独独处的时候。
While you are alone, while you are living alone.
你如果平常，这个节制自我管理的功夫不够的话。
If on a daily basis you do not have enough self-control or self-discipline over yourself.
你就会失败。
Then you will surely fail.
你就会随波逐流。
You will surely be lost.
你就会同流合污啊。
You will surely...
就跟别人一样啊。
You will surely be integrated into the culture.
所以耶稣在旷野受试探。
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness,
就是要培养他自处，这个独处、自我管理的能力。
It was to train him on how to be alone and how to have more self-discipline.
再来，耶稣经过40昼夜的禁食祷告。
Following, Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
所以这个时候的耶稣啊，一定是筋疲力尽啊。
At this time, you could say that he was weary.
这种超乎常人的这个灵修的方法。
Because he had a spiritual cultivation that was out of the ordinary.
耶稣虽然是天上的神，但是他也是道成了肉身来到世上。
Even though Jesus is the God in heaven, he came to the world with the flesh of humans.
想必这个时候他的肉体一定相当的疲惫跟饥渴。
I'm sure at this time his physical strength was very weary.
就是在这样的一个情况之下，在一个长时间的处于饥渴、疲惫的状况之下。魔鬼来试探他。
So it was after a period of physical weariness and physical hunger that Satan came to tempt him.
对今天的我们来说
，For us today，
或许我们在座当中啊，也曾经有人处于这种旷野的操练。
Perhaps some of us have gone through a training similar to the training in the wilderness.
我们的困难，我们的病痛，长期的得不到解决。
Perhaps it is our sickness or our troubles that do not have a resolution for a very long period of time.
我们长时间的处于这种困境里头。
And we are mired in our problems for a long time.
就像耶稣啊，40昼夜的这个禁食祷告，处于这个长期的饥饿疲惫当中。
Very much like Jesus, when he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was going for a very long time without sustenance.
魔鬼来试探他。
This is when Jesus, when Satan came to tempt him.
当我们了解耶稣在旷野的这个情境之后，我们再接下来谈魔鬼的试探哦。
After we understand the circumstance under which Jesus was tempted by Satan, then we can talk about the temptations that he faced.
这样我们比较能够了解，比较能够设身处地去体会到。那个试探的实际跟迫切。
This would allow us to understand the situation as well as the kind of temptation.
魔鬼给耶稣的第一个试探。
The first temptation that Satan gave to Jesus.
你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐那些石头变成食物。
If you are the son of God, command that these stones become bread.
这个魔鬼真是试探人的高手哦。
Satan is indeed the tempter of all tempters.
他不是啊，行神迹，变了山珍海味哦，满汉全席啊！耶稣要不要来吃
？He didn't perform a miracle and showed a table lavish with food before Jesus and say, "Do you want to come eat?"
不要说耶稣有那个能力了，魔鬼也同样有这样的能力。
Let's not talk about Jesus having the power to perform that kind of a miracle. Satan also has the power to perform the same miracle.
但是魔鬼却没有用这么样直接，而且略显粗糙的方法来试探耶稣。
But Satan did not tempt Jesus in such a obvious manner.
因为这样太明显了。
Because it would be too obvious that it was a temptation.
刚刚我们谈到说，耶稣知道他所面对的是魔鬼啊。
Previously, we talked about how Jesus knew that his attacker is indeed Satan.
他怎么可能会上当去赴魔鬼的筵席？
How would he be fooled by Satan in order to partake of the feast provided by Satan?
同样的，今天我们也是一样哦。
This is the same for us today.
魔鬼啊，对于我们的试探。
When Satan tempts us.
不一定啊，都是像攻击约伯那样的直接入骨啊。
Sometimes he would not be so direct in attacking us as the way he attacked Job.
因为魔鬼知道，如果他这样做的话，有八成的可能一定会失败的。
For if Satan does this, he knows that he may fail.
因为啊，如果是一个真正的基督徒啊。
Because if you were a true Christian.
面对魔鬼这样直接入骨的攻击。
When you are attacked physically by Satan.
绝对会激起基督徒那种殉道的情节。敌死不从啊。
You would definitely rear up your Christian soldier mentality.
绝对不会上当的哈。
And you will never fall to his trap.
所以魔鬼啊，不会用这样的方法来试探人。
So Satan will typically not use these methods to tempt humans.
就像在这里，魔鬼没有变出满汉全席来试探耶稣。
Just like here, Satan did not perform a miracle to show a table full of food in order to tempt Jesus.
而是他要耶稣自立救济。
But he wanted Jesus to perform that.
你想办法。
You think of a method.
你可以自己想办法解决啊。
You can think of your own method to solve your current issue.
刚刚我们谈到耶稣是长时间处于饥饿疲惫的状况。
And we talked about how Jesus was undergoing physical weariness and hunger for a long period of time.
魔鬼试探耶稣的第一个方法是要耶稣用自力救济的方式来自我处理、自我解决。
And the first temptation is that Satan wanted him to use his own method to solve his problem.
这个很类似哦，我们长时间处于那种压力、病痛跟挫折、失败当中。
This is similar to us when we undergo a long period of sickness or a long period of problem or a long period of failures.
我们总是想尽办法要找出路，要找解决。
We will think of all methods to find a way out, to find a resolution to our problems.
不论你是对信仰多么样的坚持的人。
Regardless of how strong you are in your faith.
或者是你是多么的理性崇尚科学的人。
Or how intelligent you are.
崇尚科学就是什么事情都以科学来 做一个比较
Whether you believe in the sciences.
当你陷入长期的病痛没有办法解决的时候
When you are undergoing a long period of pain without any resolution.
你绝对是人家讲什么你就听什么
You would actually listen to anything that anyone tells you.
曾经有一个信徒为了治疗他那长期的这个气喘病。
There was a believer who wanted to find a solution for his long-term asthma.
西药吃完吃中药。
After he partook of the Western medication, then he started to dabble in Eastern medication.
那中药没有效就找偏方。找偏方，找一些秘方啦。
And after he took the Eastern medication and it did him no good, he started to look for other methods.
所以他说那个什么斑鸠肉也吃过，鳄鱼肉也吃过，甚至这个猫肉也吃的，蛇肉也吃的，还吞过那个蟑螂啊。
So he'll try all these different strange methods. He's eaten cat before and shark.And he swallowed a cockroach.
只要人家说，他就去尝试了。
As long as someone suggests a method to him, that he will go try it.
那如果罹患的是那个绝症是癌症的话，我看那个偏方比这个不知道多出十倍哦。
And if the illness was cancer, I'm sure the strange methods that people would suggest will be 10 times more than what he had gone through.
想要用自力救济的方法来解决，来找到帮助。
You're searching for all different kind of methods to solve your problem, to help you.
我们想想看是不是这样。
Let us think, is this not so?
不要说长期的病痛了
Let's not talk about a long-term pain or illness.
很多时候我们感冒的时候，我们第一个想到的是什么？
Many times when we have a cold, what is the first thing we think about?
就是吃药嘛，就是看医生。
Let us eat medication, let us see the doctor.
当然不是说吃药看医生是不对的
I'm not saying that you shouldn't eat medication or see the doctor.
但是这个也确实我们最常用自力救济的方法要来解决问题的一种描述。
But typically, this is the first method and the most immediate way that we search for a solution to our problems.
但是往往当我们在这种自力救济的过程当中
But
自我帮助的过程当中
While we are in this situation where we're looking for our own solutions
我们把那个我们周遭向我们关怀介绍处理的方法提供偏方的人可能当成是天使当成是神的使者
We might even treat all the people around us who's giving us different suggestions, different methods to try as the angels from God.
那之后没有效，陷入到那个失望、绝望里头，原来又是个魔鬼的一个试探我的工具。
And after we tried their methods and we discover it didn't help, we will fall into depression or sadness, and then we will realize, oh, this is another method that Satan used in order to trick me.
在这个长时间的周而复始之下
And under this long-term duration,
会让我们进到第二个魔鬼的试探里面
It will allow us to fall into the second temptation by Satan.
我们来看魔鬼第二个试探。
Let us look at the second temptation by Satan.
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。六节。
Verse 5 and verse 6.
对他说你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你。免得你的脚碰在石头上。这是魔鬼对耶稣的第二个试探。
This is the second temptation that Satan gave to Jesus.
我们刚才谈到魔鬼第一个试探，要耶稣用自力救济的方法解决他目前疲惫饥渴的问题。
In the first temptation, we talked about how Satan was trying to tempt Jesus to use his own ways and methods to solve his own problem.
他在没有办法达到目的之后接着第二个试探临到。
When he was not able to reach his goal of tempting Jesus in this way, he took him to the second temptation.
要耶稣借着向神祈求显神经的神迹的方法来解决了。
He wanted Jesus to pray for a miracle from God.
这也是我们经常会遇到的。
This is something that we encounter with.
当我发现说人走到尽头了。
When we find that a man has met his end,
当然我们就会进到信仰的一个起头。
Then it is the beginning of their spirituality.
基督徒也是一样。
This is the same for Christians.
当我们发现说我们用人的方式没办法解决的时候，很自然的我们就会想到我还有耶稣可以求啊。
Many times when we tried all of our own methods and we discovered it does not help, then we will say to ourselves, oh, there's still Jesus that I can pray to.
我还有神可以靠啊。
I still have God that I can rely upon.
所以就会转而来求神。
So we will shift our focus into praying to God.
神啊，你来医治我。
And we may pray in this manner, God, heal me.
主啊，你替我开路。
Or, Lord, help me open the path.
你解决我的困难。
Please help me solve my problems.
你带我离开我目前的窘境。
Please take me away from my current situation.
我们想这个是很自然的一个趋势的发展。
If we think about this, this is a very natural progression when a person is faced with problems.
从求人到求神。
We will first look to others to provide us a solution, and then we will look to God.
尤其我们长时间处在一个病痛或者是压力困境之下。
And this will often occur if we are undergoing illness or undergoing certain pressure for a very long period of time.
我们多么希望说主耶稣会马上帮我们解决啊。
We hope that Jesus can help us solve our problems right away.
拯救我们脱离这种孤苦无依没有援助的这个旷野里头。
We hope that he could take us out of the wilderness where we are alone and by ourselves.
那至少神你也给我看到一点点希望显一个神迹好了。
Or we'll say, Lord, give me at least a little bit of hope. Please perform a miracle for me.
让我能够继续信靠你吧。
Give me this miracle so that I can continue to trust in you.
让我能够继续坚持下去吧。
So that I can continue to have the courage to last.
这个都是很自然的会发生的在我们生活里头。
These are all very natural occurrences in our daily lives.
但是问题来了
But the problem comes.
哎，在马太福音的十二章还有十六章那里哦。
In Matthew chapter 12,
谈到当时的文士跟法利赛人要来求看神迹。
It talks about the scribes and Pharisees. They came to look for a miracle.
哦，那哦，这个马太福音的十六章那边写说啊，哦，他们是来试探耶稣。
But in Matthew chapter 16, it says that they actually came in order to tempt Jesus.
哦，求看神迹，求神迹等于试探耶稣哦。
They were looking for a miracle. They were looking for a sign, and that equates to testing Jesus.
这确实也是一件让我们很为难、很难辨明的事情。
This is another area where it is very hard for us to discern.
圣经不是说啊，神用神迹奇事来随着证明所传的道吗？
Doesn't the Bible tell us that God uses miracles and signs in order to testify to the truth that He preaches?
所传的道当然包含神的能力。哦，神的这个信实，神的慈悲怜悯在里头。
And of course, the news that is preached incorporates the power of God and the compassion of God.
哦，所以这何错之有呢
？So what is wrong?
再来，我们从旧约来看。
If we look at the Old Testament,
无论是摩西哈、
哦、，regardless of whether it is Moses,
或者是士师基甸
，or the Judge Gideon.
哦，当他们呢 在面对哦神要给他重责大任难以承担的时候，他都也是向神求显一个证据给我看嘛。
When they are faced with this all burdensome task that God has given them, they also asked for a little sign to confirm that God really wanted them to do it.
哦，所以神给摩西那个哈、哦、那手哈、哦、能够变成大麻风，杖能够变蛇。
So God showed Moses a sign where his staff, his rod could turn into a serpent and his hand could become leprous and back again.
哦，水可以变成血。
The water could turn into blood.
哦，神也答应这个基甸啊，哦，用这个羊毛的杆跟丝啊，来看看哦，是不是神真的要交付他如此重责大任，复兴整个民族的使命。
And God also gave Gideon a sign whether there is dew or whether there is not dew in order to say that you will be the one to revive the faith of Israel.
哦，所以人借着求问和求看神迹来肯定自我，哦，仍然是在神的眷顾里头，仍然是在神的哦这个保护当中，这个也是很自然的事情。
Therefore, it is very natural for a person to pray to God for a sign in order to convict themselves that they are under the protection of God.
哦，但是问题是在于说，如果哦，刚刚小弟所讲的这个都是神所愿意、神所同意的。
But the problem lies in everything that I've talked about before, whether God agrees with it, whether it is the will of God.
但是如果我们的求问变成法利赛人似的。
But if our seeking for a sign becomes similar to the Pharisees,
在神来看，不是他的旨意的。
In the eyes of God, it is a sign that is not in accordance to His will.
超出他的作为的。
And it is outside the realm of His works.
哦，不合他的计划的。
It is not in accordance with His plan.
啊，那这样的一个求问、求看就变成试探。
Then this kind of seeking for a sign becomes testing.
哦，所以我们呢，势必要冷静，要沉淀我们自我，尤其在长期的压力、病痛、困苦里头。
Therefore, it is good for us to calm ourselves down, especially when we've undergone a long period of illness or suffering.
哦，我对神的这个祈求，求神用神迹。用神的能力来帮助来解决我目前的困境，是不是符合神的计划，符合神的旨意？
While I'm praying to God to show me a sign to enact a miracle upon my life to heal me, is this in accordance with the will of God? Is this in accordance with the plan of God?
我是不是在试探神？
Am I testing God or tempting God?
哦，当我所求的跟事实事与愿违的时候，
When what I am praying for,
哦，跟结果完全不一样的时候
，When I'm praying for is entirely different than what the outcome may be.
我会怎么样
？How will I feel?
这个 哦，这个是一个我们应该去思考的问题。
This is a question that we should ponder upon.
因为这个关系到我们是不是会进到魔鬼的第三个试探里头。
Because our answer depends upon whether we will fall into the third temptation of Satan.
我们来看魔鬼对耶稣的第三个试探。
Let us look at the third temptation that Satan gave to Jesus.
哦，那我们来看第八节。
Let us read verse 8.
八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国跟万国的荣华都指给他看。第九节。
Verse 9.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣啊，面对魔鬼的第三个试探。
This is the third temptation that Satan gave to Jesus.
哦，这个时候魔鬼啊，对耶稣讲，要耶稣拜他。
At this time, Satan wanted Jesus to worship him.
哦，来换取万国跟万国的荣华。
In order to obtain all the glories of the world.
哎，魔鬼竟然敢胆大妄为到要神去拜他。
Satan is so bold to the point that he wants God to worship him.
我们会觉得魔鬼太夸张了吧。
We think that Satan may be too out of it.
其实一点都不夸张。
But indeed, he knows what he is doing.
哦，我们想想看，哦，刚刚谈到，当我们处在长期的病痛、哦、压力、困难当中，求告无门，求神也没有看到任何的迹象，能够对我们的困境、病痛有所解决的时候。
Many times we are undergoing a long period of suffering, long period of illness, long period of pressure, and we cannot find a solution out, and we may pray to God for a sign, but God seems silent.
这个时候啊，魔鬼啊，就现出他真正的面目来啊，毫不客气的。
It is at this time that Satan will reveal himself in his true form without any shame.
没有错，我就是魔鬼。
He will say to you, It is true, I am Satan.
但是你想想看。
But think about it.
神不给你的，我可以给你。
What God does not give to you, I can give to you.
神不帮你成就的，我魔鬼可以帮你成就。
What God will not help you accomplish, I will help you to accomplish.
只有一个条件。
There is only one criteria.
你改来拜我。
You must come and worship me instead.
我就给你任何你所想要。
Then I will give you all that you desire.
让你心想事成。
So that you can enjoy of it.
哦，所以很多人。很多甚至基督徒哈、在、处在长期的病痛跟困境里头。
Many people, even Christians, if they're suffering for a very long time,
对神的祷告仿佛没有回应。
They may pray to God for a long time, but appear not to receive an answer from Him.
神仿佛啊袖手旁观呐、啊。站在旁边看呢、啊。
It almost seems like God is standing to the side, just looking.
没有任何的。哦、伸出援手帮助我们的迹象。
He has his arms folded across, and he is not reaching out his hand to lend a hand.
就算约伯这么信心刚强的人
，Even for a person such as Job who has such a great faith，
哦，也想要找神问个清楚啊。
He even wanted to find God to ask God for the reason why。
更何况在我们周遭充满像约伯这样的朋友。
Let us think about us, especially if we're surrounded with friends, much like Job.
哦，七嘴八舌的哦，在评论哦，在提供一些信息啊。
They will continue to judge the matter and try to appear as if they're giving advice.
哦，所以这个都会让我们哦，想要弃明投暗，认鬼做神了。
This may make us want to worship Satan as God.
既然神不帮助我。
We may say, since God is not going to help me,
那我干嘛还敬拜他?
Then why am I still worshiping him?
我干嘛还持守这一份信仰?
Why do I still hold fast to my faith?
谁帮助我, 我就信谁。
Whoever decides to help me, that is the one that I will believe in.
哦, 所以从基督的信仰当中堕落了。
So they've fallen from their Christian faith and belief.
又走回去拜偶像。
And they've gone back to worshipping idols.
走回到其他的信仰里头了。
Or they've gone back to their previous religion.
去寻找他所要的帮助。
They're seeking for the help that they desire.
要得着，哦，他所要拥有的一切。
They want to grab hold of what they want.
哦，所以魔鬼对耶稣的三个试探。
So the three temptations from Satan.
对今天我们来说啊，哦，是很实际又活生生发生在我们周遭里头的。
Is actually temptations that occur in our life.
不是我们所想的那样的抽象，那么样的遥远。
The temptations are not so abstract. They're not so theoretical.
所以这个更是值得我们要警醒，要慎思明辨的事情。
Therefore, we must be even more cautious. We must be even more diligent in discerning.
刚刚我们谈到说，虽然我们不知道魔鬼是谁。
Before, we talked about how we don't really know who Satan is.
不像耶稣在旷野已经敌我分明了。
Not like Jesus when he was in the wilderness, he saw very clearly that his attacker was Satan.
但是我们却可以借着魔鬼试探耶稣的诡计啊，路径、策略，我们可以做一个判断。
But we can make a conclusion from the strategy and the traps that Satan used.
从自立救济到试探神，到放弃神。
First, he wants you to find your own solution to yourself. Then he wants you to tempt God. And then he wants you to worship him.
这个就是魔鬼对耶稣的三个试探。
These are the three temptations that Satan used against Jesus.
这也是为什么主耶稣他的回答引用那些经文。
This is also why Jesus, when he responded to the temptation, used the verses that he did.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
这个是引自于《生命记》的第八章。
And this is quoting a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们来看这一段的记载。
Let us read this recording.
《生命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let us read from verse 2, chapter 8, verse 2.
生命记八章二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
你也要纪念主你的神在旷野引导你，这四十年是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。第三节。
Verse 3.
他苦练你，任你饥饿。将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。在这里我们看到主耶稣用这里的话来反击魔鬼对他的第一个自立救济的试探。
These are the two verses that Jesus was referring to when he used them to overcome the first temptation by Satan.
所以我们从刚刚所读的经文我们知道。
So from the Bible verses that we read,
神有时候任凭我们受苦。
Many times God may allow us to suffer.
是要知道我们的内心到底有内心的实际是怎么样。
He does this in order to test what is actually in our hearts.
我们是不是真心的在遵守神的诫命。
Are we truly, faithfully and sincerely following His commandments?
还是我们跟神的关系只是建立在这个物质利益上的交换，像酒肉朋友一样？
Or is our relationship with God merely based upon the benefits that He can provide to us?
这是主耶稣引这个经文的目的。
This is the purpose that Jesus Christ referred to these verses.
要绝对的依靠神，相信他的信实。
You must rely upon God wholeheartedly. You must believe in His promises.
建立在今生物质好处上而已。
It cannot be based upon the benefits or the blessing that God can give to us.
那第二处啊，我们可以看到当魔鬼他曲解的诗篇91篇那边的经文，要来引诱耶稣啊。
We can see then Satan uses a quote from the book of Psalms, chapter 91, in order to tempt Jesus.
做出对神试探性的错误的这个神迹的祈求。
In order to allow Jesus to pray to God for a sign and to tempt God.
不是符合神的旨意的。
A sign that is not in accordance with the will of God.
超出神计划的。
And it is a sign that is out of God's plan.
这个都是 像魔鬼一样曲解的神话语的祈求一样。
This is much like the suggestion or the suggestion that Satan is giving.
主耶稣同样用圣经的六章十六节来反驳魔鬼。
And Jesus uses Deuteronomy chapter 6 in order to respond to this temptation.
我们看六章的十六节。
Let us read chapter 6 verse 16.
十六节，你们不可试探。 主你们的神像你们在马萨那样试探他。第十七节。在这里，这个主要是谈到说不可以敬拜其他的神。Here
it is talking about not worshipping other gods.
要只敬拜这个独一的真神。
You should only worship the one true God.
更不可以试探他。
Nor shall you tempt God.
像过去试探神一样。
As you tempted him in Massa.
所以凡事不当的求看神迹。
So all these requests for a sign.
就像文士法利赛人要耶稣显神迹。
Very similar to how the Pharisees and scribe asked Jesus to perform a sign for them.
借着是不是按自己的这个私意求问求看而得到应验来判断神的真假。
Is it a sign that we are requesting in order to determine whether God is true or not?
来判断神是不是真的可以信靠。
Is it a sign that we are requesting in order to determine whether God could be trusted?
这些都是试探神。
All of these kind of requests are tempting God.
所以今天我们要很小心哦。
So today we must be very careful.
我们有没有在试探神呢？
Are we tempting God?
我们有没有用我们自己的想法在试探神呢？
Are we using our own thoughts and ways to test God?
在评论神的作为啊。
Are we trying to determine the works of God?
这个就是神的旨意，凡是怎么样人，他们就遭遇什么什么，出于神的管教。 真的是这样吗？
We might say such and such an event happened. Oh, it is because God is punishing them. Is this truly the case?
小心哦，不要陷到试探神的陷阱里头。
Be very careful. Do not fall into the trap of tempting God.
那最后面对这个撒旦，要耶稣放弃信仰的试探。
Finally, Satan wanted Jesus to give up his faith and to worship him.
主耶稣同样以这个生命记6章，在这个 13节那边。 Again,
Jesus quotes from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13.
你要敬畏主你们的神，侍奉他，指着他的名起誓。You
shall fear the Lord your God and serve him and shall take oaths in his name.
只能敬拜这个独一真神。You
shall worship the one true God.
对他永不放弃。You
shall never give up hope in him.
保持永远的忠诚。You
shall keep your loyalty forever.
才能够胜过魔鬼。Only
then can you overcome Satan.
换句话说，对神的信仰。
Let us speak in other words, our faith we have towards God.
从神的作为进到神的属性里头。
From the works of God to the character of God.
神的作为，神的神迹奇事。
From the works of God, such as miracles and signs.
不再只是用外表来认耶稣了。
Is not only seen from the outward aspects.
不再用神的作为，是不是按照我们的祷告来应验，来判断。
We should no longer judge based upon when we pray to God asking for a sign and whether God gives us that sign.
而是进到相信神，他是全知、全能、良善、信实、慈悲、怜悯的这个属性里头。
But whether or not we believe in God because we trust in his faithfulness, in his omnipotence and omnipresence, and in his compassion and in his loyalty.
就算我现在我的病痛、我的困境、我的难题都还没得到解决。
Even now, my illness, my problems, my suffering, my burden is not yet resolved.
但绝不影响我对神的信靠。
This will never waver my trust in the Lord.
绝不改变我的信仰。
This will never change my faith.
那这样的信仰 才是真正能够得胜魔鬼撒旦性的。
And this kind of faith is the kind of faith that can be victorious over Satan.
哦，所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, beloved brothers and sisters.
哦，早上小弟借着魔鬼对耶稣的三个试探。
This morning I use the topic, the three temptations Satan gave to Jesus.
我们把它落实到今天的时空之下。
Let us use them and apply it into our life.
哦，自力救济，哦。这个求看神迹以及放弃神。
For example, seeking our own solutions to the problem, tempting the Lord, and finally, betraying God.
哦，就是自力救济的，靠人的方法，试探神，以及放弃神，来试探我们，哦。
We may be tempted in these three areas. We're tempted to use our own methods to solve our problem. We're tempted to test God, and we are tempted to give up on God.
这个就是魔鬼他的诡计，他的策略。
These are the traps of Satan. These are the strategy that Satan uses.
哦，所以今天呢，虽然我们没办法辨别说在我们周遭，哦，到底啊谁是魔鬼啊，谁是魔鬼的代言人，谁又是魔鬼。诡计的一个出处，一个出口。
Many times we are not able to discern those around us who are being used as instruments of Satan.
哦，尤其他们带着好意来的时候。
Especially if they come with goodwill.
我们很难去辨别。
It's hard for us to determine what they say.
但是我们却可以从魔鬼的诡计的这个方法策略，可以找到一个辨别的方法。
But in studying the method that Satan uses, the strategy that he uses, it can help us to discern.
愿神祝福我们大家。
May God bless all of us.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
354首。
354。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们祷告的时候，我们为一些圣礼欠安的弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友代祷。
While we are praying, let us pray for brothers and sisters in True Seeker who may be ill in their health.
我们为这个刘德利弟兄，他的母亲昨天因为中风离世，我们为他的家人来祷告。
Let us pray for Brother Liu's mother. Tech Liu. Let us pray for Tech's mother who had a stroke and passed away yesterday.
我们也求神安慰他们的家人。
And we also pray to God to comfort their families.
我们也继续为慕道朋友这个 Helen 癌症末期在 JFK 医院接受治疗，我们求神怜悯医治。
Let us also pray for Helen Chung, who is suffering cancer at the final stage. She is hospitalized in the JFK hospital. We pray for God's healing.
好，那我们也为这个刘日康弟兄还在台湾接受治疗那最近这个腿肿胀还有皮肤会痒身体心灵软弱，我们继续为他祷告。
Let us pray for Brother Frank Liu. He's still in Taiwan receiving treatment, and recently his leg is swollen and his skin is very itchy on his entire body. Please pray for his physical and spiritual well-being.
我们也为慕道朋友在教会区的这个拉裔的西班牙裔的这个 Teresa 她的家人一家在墓道当中，我们请为他们代祷。
Let us also pray for True Seeker Miss Teresa Lopez as well as her entire family.
也为这个friend
Francois。
这个弟兄他在住在我们纽泽西不过他的父亲要同意他才能够来参加安息日的聚会，我们求神来带领他，因为他还未成年。
Let us pray for Brother Francois Sissoko. He's living in New Jersey, but he needs his father's permission to attend the Sabbath service because he's considered a minor.
继续为慕道朋友 Karen 王在 Edison 为他的身体心灵平安代祷。
Let us pray for True Seeker, Mrs. Karen Wong, who lives in Edison. Let us pray for her body and peace in her spirit.
我们继续为费城教会的陈美玲姐妹她的癌症接受治疗当中继续代祷。
Let us pray for Sister Mei Ling Lin in Philadelphia. She is recovering from post-cancer treatment. Let us continue to pray for her.
也继续为 Jezreel 的眼睛来祷告。
Let us continue to pray for for Brother Jezreel and his eyes.
那我们现在就一起同心跪下来祷告。
Now let us all kneel down and pray together in one accord.